practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio program originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church with other born-again believers on this Lord's Day that God's given to us. Let's begin the program this morning with an old hymn of the faith entitled, Surely Goodness and Mercy Shall Follow Me All the Days of My Life. That's an old hymn that we've resurrected this morning, and of course it was written with the combined efforts of John Peterson and Al Smith. And of course Al Smith was a great friend of mine and of ours here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. From time to time he would just stop in and sing a concert for us, and he's been with the Lord now for about 25 years, and I kind of miss him because I had the opportunity of traveling with him from place to place as he did various music ministry. And he became a great friend of mine. Wrote over 500 songs and choruses. Of course, one is For God So Loved the World that I'm sure that most of you know. It's just a little chorus. but many other songs Dow wrote, or he led others to write them. For instance, he brought into the music ministry John W. Peterson, who wrote many, many songs and cantatas. And so I'm very thankful for the opportunity that I had to know Al Smith, and we are certainly thankful for the way that God used him in writing some great gospel music. Well, it's a delight to have you there by the radio today, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company. If we can ever serve you here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we'd love to do so. Today, we have Sunday school at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock, and we invite you to come out if you don't have a church to attend. And then, of course, keep in mind that every Wednesday night, we have our midweek service with our children and youth ministry. Also, a single mom's ministry at 6:30, then at 7 o'clock, our prayer meeting and Bible study, and we are currently going through the book of Ephesians verse by verse under the great teaching of Dr. Chris Davis. And so, come on out and be a part of us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. Our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And you know, this program is heard all over the world. And we hear from people from all over the world from time to time. If we've not heard from you recently, why don't you drop us a note to let us know how God is using the broadcast in your life. And particularly, if you have a question about the Bible or a prayer request, please don't hesitate to send it our way. You can email us at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Or you can even call us, and that phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. But of course, as I mentioned so often on this program, our greatest desire is that you know Christ as your Savior. Do you? Can you find a time in your life where you recognize that you were a sinner and that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world and you called upon His name to ask Him to save you? For me, it was July 17th, 1964. That's a long time ago now these days. But the fact of the matter is, I know that if I would have died yesterday, I would be with the Lord Jesus Christ today, not because of my goodness, but because of the fact that He saved me and gave me eternal life. What about you? Do you have the assurance of heaven? If you would have died last night, where would you be right now? Would you be in heaven, living and basking upon the sunlight of God's glory, or would you be in hell awaiting the eternal lake of fire? You need to answer that question. And if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, call upon His name and ask Him to save you. Remember, the Bible says that all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, do so today. And if you do so, contact us here at the church and we will send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. It's entitled, Now That I Believe. And it will help you as you begin your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ as one of His children. Let's pray. Father, I thank You and praise You once again for the opportunity that we have to do this broadcast every Sunday morning at this same time on these radio stations. And Father, our prayer and our desire is that You might be exalted. But it is also our prayer and desire that those who listen will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ if they're not saved, and that they will grow in Christ if they are saved. So, Father, I just pray that You'll take this broadcast today and use it, number one, to exalt Your name, but to minister to the spiritual needs of everyone who might be listening, no matter where they may be, here from central Pennsylvania to all around the world. And we'll give You the praise and the thanksgiving for it all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here's a medley, Wonderful Peace. Thank you. From the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, we go to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, and I'd like to read with you verses 7 and 8, where the Word of God says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins." That's from the spiritual breadbox of the Word of God, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. And now before I deliver a message entitled "Going Forward" after Charlie Kirk, let's listen to a song entitled "Embrace the Cross."
I am crucified with Christ, therefore I no longer live. Jesus Christ now lives in me. I am crucified with Christ, therefore I no longer live. Jesus Christ now lives in me. The cross where Jesus suffered, though it will cost all you claim as yours, your sacrifice will seem small beside the treasure. Eternity can't measure what Jesus holds in store. Embrace the love the cross requires. Cling to the one whose heart knew every pain. Receive from Jesus fountains of compassion that only He can fashion your heart to move as His. Oh, wondrous cross, our desires rest in You. Oh, Lord Jesus, make us bolder to face with courage the shame and disgrace You bore upon Your shoulder. Embrace the life that comes from dying. Come trace the steps the Savior walked for you. An empty tomb concludes Golgotha's sorrow. Endure them till tomorrow, your cross of suffering. Embrace the cross, embrace the cross, the cross of Jesus.
You know, the assassination of Charlie Kirk was a shock to all of us. It's one of those events like Pearl Harbor, the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, 9/11 when the planes hit the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and one even crashed near us here in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, that we always remember where we were when it took place. I don't know where you might have been when you heard about Charlie Kirk being shot and then later on that he died, but I heard about the situation while I was watching Fox News on Wednesday afternoon, September the 12th. And then, of course, shortly thereafter, I actually heard that he died. And what a day that was, September the 12th, when Charlie Kirk was assassinated. And he knew the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. And as a result of that, the moment that bullet hit him and he was killed, he went into the presence of the Lord. I know that many people may not understand this, but September the 12th was Charlie Kirk's best day of his life, because even though he was killed physically, he went into the presence of the Lord. The Bible says we are absent from the body and present with the Lord. As a result of Charlie's assassination, many more Turning Point USA chapters have been established across the nation. I think it's up over 60,000 new charter membership, new charter ministries have begun as the result of his death. In addition to that, many testimonies for Christ have been given. Many people have heard the message of the gospel as a result of Charlie's death. As a matter of fact, if you watched his memorial service last Sunday, you know that over and over and over again, the message of the gospel was given. So we can praise the Lord for that. But the question that comes to my mind today, and maybe it comes to yours as well, is what should we do now? Charlie Kirk stood up for that which is truth, for that which is right, for that which is biblically correct, for that which is politically sound. What should we do now? Well, let me share with you a number of points, and I don't have the time to delve into each one of these, and I'm just going to give them to you rather rapidly, and I trust that you'll be able to catch them as I do, because it's something I think that we all need to ask ourselves. What do I do now in going forward after Charlie Kirk? Number one, let's praise the Lord for the way that God's name has been spoken and the gospel has been presented. So many times in the past 2.5 weeks, we've heard the name of God brought forth as it relates to Charlie Kirk, and the message of the gospel was presented. And so I praise the Lord for that, because great attention has been drawn toward God. Secondly, let's pray that God will use this sad event to bring revival to America. Our nation is in a spiritual sad condition right now. We are spiritually stale. And I think that one of the reasons for that is because many Christians and many churches are spiritually stale. So let's pray that God will use this situation to bring revival, true revival. And by the way, revival is when God's people get right with God. Let's pray that that takes place in America. Number three, let us all commit our lives to proclaiming the truth of Jesus Christ. If that young fellow who killed Charlie Kirk knew the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, certainly Charlie would still be with us, no doubt. And we need to pray for that young fellow's salvation. I'm not going to mention his name on the program, but you know who he is. Let's pray that he will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But let's commit our lives to proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Number four, let's determine to be a witness for Christ as he expects us to be. The Bible teaches us that as Christians, we are the witnesses of Christ. We are the ambassadors for Christ. And so let's do what we can to represent Jesus Christ in every aspect of our life, at home, in the church, at school, on the job, in the community, wherever we may be. Number five, let us commit to standing for that which is biblically correct and speak against that which is evil. So many times down through the years, I have found that as Christians, when we should be standing up and speaking for truth, we're just quiet. We just sort of go along with the flow, as it were. These are days when we need to stand up and proclaim the truth of the Word of God, because evil is flourishing all around us. Let's bring the truth of God's Word into the public square. Number six, in light of Charlie Kirk's death, let's trust in God, depend upon Him. And if you've never yet received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, remember that this would be a good time to do it. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask Him to save you. And then as a Christian, remember that no matter what it is we go through in life, God is your refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of need. Do you know Jesus as your Savior? If you have, I rejoice. If you haven't, call upon His name now and ask Him to save you. And then as a Christian, derive your strength from trusting in Him every day. Number seven, let's pick up the banner of Christ as Charlie Kirk did and proclaim the message of truth from God's Word at our home, in our churches, in our community, and to the entire nation. If there's anything that our country needs today, it's the proclamation of God's truth by God's people. Let's not be silent. Let's have a voice such as Charlie Kirk did and get out the truth of the Word of God in every aspect and level of life. Number 8, let's remember that Satan, as a roaring lion, seeks whom he may devour. That comes from 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. He is out to devour that which is godly. He is out to devour people like Charlie Kirk. He's out to devour Christian homes and Christian churches and Christian schools and Christian people. So let's make certain that we recognize that and do what it says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17, and put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to stand against the wiles, that is, the wicked schemes of the devil to destroy us. Number 9, remember the teaching of Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20. And that, of course, is where Joseph said to his brothers who sought to harm him when he said to them, "What you meant for evil, God meant for good." And you remember that story. His brothers sold him as a slave, and they were trying to get rid of him, but eventually he made his way down to Egypt. And when his brothers had need of food, who was it that provided for them? It, of course, was Joseph. And so that's a tremendous passage of Scripture to take into consideration. What you meant for evil, Joseph said to his brothers, God meant for good. And what that fellow who killed Charlie Kirk meant for evil, much good is coming out of it. And I thank the Lord for that. And I pray that every one of us, particularly who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, should do everything that we can to get on that bandwagon, as it were, and promote the good and the goodness of God and the goodness of God's salvation at this particular time. Number 10, let us remember to forgive others as Christ has forgiven us. Remember when Jesus Christ was on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And I think that one of the most heart-rending statements in that memorial service about Charlie Kirk last week was when his wife, Erica, was standing in front of those thousands of people, and in reference to the fellow that killed her husband, she said, "I forgive you. I forgive him." Can you imagine how much it must have taken for her to do that? I mean, I can hardly imagine it. But if she can forgive the fellow who took her husband's life, you and I can forgive others who harm us or have harmed us or who are working against us. Listen, if Jesus Christ died for us and forgave us, we can, we ought, and we should forgive others also. I think one of the problems that we face in America today and in the church and in the Christian circle is that so many Christians carry with them an unforgiving spirit towards others who have harmed them in some way, shape, or form. If anybody has harmed you or me, let's forgive them today, and let's follow the example of Erica as she, on that great day, said in reference to that fellow that took Charlie's life, "I forgive him, I forgive you." And then finally, number 11, let's watch God work. You know, the Bible tells us that God works all things together for our good and his glory. It is God who either causes or allows but directs all things to happen. Could God have kept Charlie Kirk from being killed on that day, September the 12th, 2025? Yes, he could have. But he allowed that bullet to take Charlie's earthly life, although Charlie is more alive now than ever before in the presence of the Lord. Let's watch God work. Let's trust God as we go throughout the circumstances of life, and just watch him work in fulfilling his will in our life, in our nation's life, for his honor and glory. God is at work. Let's not deny that. Well, thank you so very, very much for joining us today. I trust that you will go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. And until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, saying God bless you. Keep looking up, for remember, no matter what we face, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen. Amen indeed. God bless you.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services. Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.